Amen. Okay. We have a very serious message that we came to bring you. It seems that every time I come, I have the feeling that it might be our last time. One day it will be our last time. One day you will hear the last invitation. I don't know when that day will be. But we know that a great and terrible trouble is coming upon the land. We heard by the Spirit of God just before we came here that there is a great evil coming upon the land of the Philippines. I'm sure there is no one here that can tell about what happened when the Japanese came before World War II. Perhaps your grandfathers and your grandmothers told you some things. These are things that are probably only written in your history books. Jesus said there is a time coming at the end of this age a tribulation over the entire earth. That is worse than anything that has ever happened before. But that isn't all that the Spirit of the Lord told us. He told us that we should bring a word that will prepare you for this time. If you have been listening to the word that has been brought to you this weekend, if you are ready to follow that word, God has made a provision for you to be kept and protected from it. As the terrible darkness comes to those who are the sons of God, He will also give you the power. The power and the authority to stop it. You will not stop it in all the earth, but you will stop its effect upon the sons of God. I want to tell you a story that happened to us only about 3 weeks ago, maybe four.
nga nahitabo sa wala pa ang tulo ka semana.
That's why I made this map here. It's a map of New York State, where we live. I'll show you where our neighbors are, so you know where we are. This is Canada. This is Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania.
This is Ohio.
Ohio.
Down here is New Jersey.
New Jersey.
This is Connecticut.
Connecticut.
Massachusetts.
Massachusetts.
And Vermont. Those are our neighbors. Now, Rita and I were in Ethiopia with Brother Bert and Sister Nancy.
Dito sila ni Brother Bert, si Rita, sa,
Ethiopia.
Ethiopia.
In East Africa.
Sa East Africa, sa Africa.
Ethiopia is just south of Egypt.
Ethiopia ay nadapit sa, south sa Egypto.
We were preaching the message of the kingdom of God. And by the way, we buy all of our own tickets too. Nobody buys them. We saw on the news, on the internet, that a giant storm was coming up the east coast, all the way coming in this direction.
Nabasa, nadunggan nila dito sa mga balita, bisan pa pinagi sa computer nga dunay dakukay ka katalagman o kining bagyo nga moabot gikan dinhi, nagikan dinhi nga dapit.
Now, this is a storm that you would call a typhoon.
Gitawag kina nila nga storm og nga typhoon.
We call it a hurricane. It's the same thing, except this is the Atlantic Ocean and typhoon is the Pacific Ocean. This storm was a giant storm. All the way across the reaches of this storm is almost 1,000 miles across. Make that kilometers, 1,600 kilometers.
1,600 kilometers.
It's a big storm. And the worst part of the storm is right in the very center of the storm. So, the storm was supposed. This is where I live, and this is New York City here.
New York City, sila.
I live 300 kilometers from New York City.
Gikan sa siyudad sa New York, 300 kilometers ang ilang rayon na yopasigayan ng dere.
Now the storm was supposed to come here. And the direction was supposed to go right straight up this way. And it was coming on the very day that we were to fly back to our home. I went to the Lord. I said, Lord, we need to go home. And Lord, you know what to do. I would say, Lord, stop it. Or turn it aside. But Lord, you know what to do. We need to get home. Now, this is a storm that was coming up the coast. And the storms that come up the coast, they draw the moisture from the ocean. And they get a lot of strength from that. No, that wasn't... I got the time wrong. When did this happen? It was the big storm Sandy. October, I'm sorry, but we were coming home from the Czech Republic. Yes, I'm sorry, I got the wrong place. So I said, Lord, turn it aside, do what you need to do. Now, our flight was to take us over New York and all the way over here to Detroit, Michigan. So we landed in Detroit, Michigan. 500 miles from our home. And the airline company believed that the storm was going to come right up like this. So they canceled all the flights to anywhere in New York State. But we landed in Detroit. We had to spend the night there. And then I called and I said, what happened to that storm? I want to tell you what happened. This storm was the worst storm that New Jersey and New York City have ever seen. It brought water this deep on the streets of New York City. Destroyed much. New Jersey destroyed. Connecticut destroyed. But do you know what God did to that storm? And I have never ever seen a giant storm do this, and I don't think the weathermen have ever seen it before. This is what happened. The storm came right up here.
Ang bagyo din hiniagi sa New Jersey pa sa New York.
Destroyed everything.
Giguba ang tanan niya yang nagihan.
And then it did this.
Oy, nakatipas niya. Wala din makalar ko rin to. Niliko niya yang maong bagyo. Din hinadapit.
This is a storm that is 1,000 miles across in its power. I'm telling you, brethren, God can do anything.
Amen.
Now, a storm much greater than this is coming. A storm of darkness. Great and terrible darkness. It was 1988. How many years ago was that? 25 years ago. When I first began to hear the message that we are preaching to you, I was laying in my bed. I was ready to wake up. And I saw a dream. I saw a picture. It was like a movie that I was seeing. I was standing on a fairly tall building. And I was looking up a certain valley. And far in the distance, I saw I could see it coming. I could see the earth was rolling like this. The earth was rolling and shaking so violently that I could... Trees, cars, houses were going up in the air. I was in a big office building and I was looking out of a big window. And the people in the offices were working, men at their desks, women with their, in those days, typewriters. And they were completely unaware of what was coming. And as I saw it coming, I called to the people that were with me. I said, "Look." And the women began to scream because it was coming so quickly and so suddenly that there was no chance to escape. And I myself, I wondered, what will I do? And it was like the Spirit of the Lord said to me, "Turn your back." And as I turned my back as it was approaching, I found myself in the front of the building and the storm had passed. Now I was terrified. I woke up and my bed was shaking. I had never seen anything this terrible before. I was working at a hospital as an administrator. That morning I went up to the top floor of the hospital. And I looked and I looked and I tried to find where this terrible shaking was coming. Then I went to the nursing home and I had the chief maintenance man take me up on the roof. I asked him to take me on the roof. And he was showing me the air handling units. He was very proud to show me. And I was looking. But I didn't see it. And after a while, it came to me that what I saw was not a natural thing. What I saw was spiritual wickedness. I saw the coming of great darkness upon the land. Terribly destructive to the souls of men. Twenty-five years ago, I thought to myself, the world cannot get darker than it is now. Surely the Lord will come now. But in 25 years, it has gotten much darker. Today I still say, I don't think it can get any darker. I have one more story I want to tell you before we get into the Word. It's a story that what if you knew? Suppose that I knew that a missile had been sent up from somewhere in Siberia. And it was carrying a very terrible, destructive bomb on this missile. I don't mean to be bad on Siberia. I could say the North Pole. God has His people in Siberia too. But from a faraway place. And the governments of this world have discovered that it cannot be stopped and it cannot be turned. It is coming to the Philippines. They have discovered the trajectory is Mindanao Island. They have further refined it to Butuan City. And the Hotel Caraga. And it has a picture of this window. And they believe they know the exact time that it will come through the window. A great fireball of explosion. No man will live. How long would you want to stay in this room? But some would say, oh, it's hours away. It's only flying at the speed of a 747 jet. It might be 10 more hours. Should we linger? Should we delay and stay? Should we say, well, maybe I can spend the night too, and I'll wait till morning to leave. No. I am leaving now. I'm going to hire the fastest taxi I can find and go as far away as I can. Would you run from wickedness with that much zeal?
Sama jaya diha diana kung ang kadautan makaigsoonan mabot magpalayo kayo jaya ikaw sama niya nagkakusog sa.
Because that is the darkness that wants to take all the earth.
Kay mo man kala ang kadautan ng mudaot sa tibuok kalibutan.
Now, I didn't come just to tell you the bad news. I came to tell you the good news. The good news is not that God is going to catch you by the back of your shirt. Carry you off to the moon. That's not in the Word of God. First of all, in Thessalonians, the Word of God says, I'll just quote the verse. It says, "You have not been appointed unto wrath." You have not been appointed unto wrath. In the book of Luke, I believe it is, Jesus said, pray that you be counted worthy to escape.
Yes, dito sa Lucas nag-isisgot niya nga pag palayo kamo, palayo aron nga dili kamo madaot.
Now, if Jesus said that, that means that He has made a place and a way for you to escape. Let us read in the book of Isaiah. Isaiah, I think it's what, 20:26? Or 26:20, is it? Yeah, there we go. I'm going to read it, and then brother will read it in your tongue. Come, my people, enter thou into thy chambers, and shut thy doors about thee. Hide thyself, as it were, for a little moment, until the indignation be overpassed. Go ahead with that verse.
Isaiah.
Umarito ako akong kadauhan, sumulod ikaw sa imong mga lawak, buktak uma ang imong mapultahan sa imong libot. Taguri ang imong kaugalingon sa jutay ng panahon, hangtod na ang kasuko muagi.
Now, what God is saying here is that there is a place where we can hide. He says, come into your secret place. Come in and shut the door. It isn't going to last forever. But hide yourself until this indignation is passed. And the next verse says, "For behold, the Lord cometh out of his place to punish the inhabitants of the earth for their iniquity. The earth also shall disclose her blood, and shall no more cover her slain."
karon sa pagsilog sa pagbuhat sa yuta tungod sa ilang kasalanan. Ang yuta usab mapakita sa iyang dugo ug diin ang kabog sa iyang mapatay.
So God is saying to His people, how many of you are God's people? God is speaking to you. Come, my people. There's two things that God is saying to His people in this day. In Revelation chapter 18, He says, come out of her, my people. Let me find it and read it. It's 18, verse 4, and I heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of her, my people, that ye be not partakers of her sins, and that ye receive not of her plagues. Now God is telling His people to come out of Babylon. You say, well, Brother Mark, what is Babylon? If you have been hearing Brother Chijoki, he probably didn't say the word Babylon. He maybe didn't call it the city of religion. But he called it the church systems. He called it denominations. It means the same thing. And the word that you have been hearing in all the meetings today, is come out of this system of Babylon church religion. But God doesn't just call us to come out. He calls us to come in to something. He calls us to come in to Mount Zion. Come in to the city of the living God. And why does He want us to come out of Babylon? He says, so that we will not partake of her sins and her plagues. Verse 2 says, and he cried mightily with a strong voice, saying, Babylon the Great is fallen, and is become the habitation of devils, and the hold of every foul spirit, and a cage of every unclean and hateful bird.
Nahimo sa iyang pulianan sa mga yawa, taguanan sa tanang mahugaw espiritu, taguanan sa tanang langgam na mahugaw o dulugtanan.
The church systems, the denomination systems, the ecumenical system is falling.
Ang mga sistema sa mga kasimbahanan, sa mga ekonomikal o sa kaubanan nila na lumpag na kayo.
In 1 hour, her destruction will come. Do you want to be in the building when you know the missile is coming and it's going to destroy the whole house?
pagpabilin pa ba kuno kita sa usa ka building nga nahibaluan na nato nga malumpag kini kay kini bomba nga wow.
You see, none of the radar of men can focus on the act of God that is coming. No man can tell when this will happen. But we have the word of warning of God. So if you're in this system, if this city of religion is in your heart, if your emotions are tied up with this thing, if this is the thing that you love, the Word of God is warning us. Come out of her and get her out of me. But he's also calling and saying, come, my people, enter into the chambers. Now, when he uses this word chambers, he's talking about a secret place of intimacy. If you have a house, parents, children live in the house, there's a place where the parents can come together in intimacy. Shut away from the rest of the house. It might be a small chamber, but the Lord is calling us to come into a place of intimacy with Him. He is calling to His bride. Come in with me, and I will protect you. Now let me show you what he said to his people in the days when he walked on earth. Matthew 24. Actually, it's Matthew 23. The last few verses of Matthew 23. Again, Jesus could see what was coming to his old Jerusalem. Old city. Old house. Old covenant. Old priesthood. Old traditions. He could see the destruction coming. He had spent 3.5 years warning them. O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, thou that killest the prophets and stonest them that are sent unto thee, how often would I have gathered thy children together, even as a hen gathers her chickens under her wings, and ye would not.
Kanimo sa mga dalhan ipangandoy ko ang pagtigom unta sa imong mga anak na imong himungaan nagatigom sa iyong mga piso ilalong sa iyong mga pako apan nagatumili kamo.
Behold, your house is left unto you desolate.
Palawa ang inyong panimalay malaglag sa inyong atubangan.
In other words, he's saying that temple, that temple that Solomon built, others repaired, your old city of religion, it's going to be destroyed. He said, I'm trying to find, where did he say, I think it's in, where he said, not one stone will be left upon another, and you will all be laid even with the ground. Do you know that actually literally happened in the natural? It was about 40 years after Jesus spoke this word that the Romans came in and they completely, totally destroyed Jerusalem. So complete a destruction that they are not really even 100% sure of where that temple actually stood. You know, I'm wondering if Sister Rita would come and help us here for just 1 minute. I need to tell you this, and I need to have her come and help me tell. She had a dream. It was about 2 years ago, and I've not told the dream here in the Philippines. It was about this time of year 2 years ago, wasn't it? No, it was in the fall. Thou knowest.
It was actually, I believe it was September 1st of 2010.
More than that.
September 1st, 2010.
And in this dream, I saw two houses.
There was a house on the left, and there was a house on the right.
Yes, sa walang abahin, o sa toong abahin. And I had a knowing within me that the house on the left was an old house, and the house on the right was a new house.
Yeah, nasabta niya na ang maong balay, sa toon niya, karaan, ang sa wala, magpo na panimalay.
But to look at these two houses, you couldn't see any difference.
Pero kung tanawin mo ka na yung duha ka panimalay, wala gayon ka rin na.
The house on the left didn't look old and dilapidated and run down.
Ang diya sa wala, nagpagiling niya maulag yan po.
The house on the right didn't look new and shining and bright.
Dili man sa ingon niya, sana kayo.
They appeared to be the same with my natural eyes.
Na nakita diya sa iyang natural na pananaw na managsama ra gayon.
I was not allowed to see the inside of the house.
Pero wala niya makita ang susunod niini.
But between these two houses stood a huge bulldozer, as big as the house.
Pero diha niya na nakita niya nga na ako'y dako kang bulldozer. Pari-pariha na ka dako sa balay.
And again, I had a knowing within me that this bulldozer was going to destroy one of these houses.
Niya nasabta niya nga kiniti ang bulldozer iyang bulldozer ng isa ka balay niya.
And that there was a finality to it.
Ogo niya na hitabo gayon.
And I heard a voice simply say, choose.
O niya, nakadungog siya o gusto ka tingog na nagingon, pagpili.
And that was the end of the dream.
Niya mo na ay katapusan sa endang ipapili ko din siya.
And so the Lord has been saying in these meetings, Choose.
Pogosa ang Ginoo nagasugpi dinhi sa maong panagtigo. Hindi ka nato nga pagpili.
You can choose which house you want.
Makapili kita kung asa na panimalay ang atong pagpiliyo.
If you want the old house,
kung gusto po nato ang karaan nga balay,
the old covenant,
nga mao ang daan nga pakiksa,
the old system of religion,
ang daan nga pamaagi sa relihiyon,
the old Christian religion,
o ang karaan nga Kristohanon nga relihiyon,
the ways of man,
nga pamaagi sa katawhan o sa tao,
you can have it. You can have the old house of Saul. The kingdom of Saul. Or you can have the tabernacle of David. You can have the new house. Now, the other part of the message was, in this day, the choice that you make will be a final choice. You will not have an opportunity after the last invitation to make another choice. Brethren, we're living in the days of the final invitation. If you choose the old house, as far as you're concerned, the new house will be destroyed. You'll not be able to have it. If you choose the old house, you'll not be able to have the new house. Have you heard what I said?
Yes.
Are you ready to make a decision?
Yes.
Here's the decision that I want to make. Old house is gone. I'm not going to look back to the old house anymore. Now, Jesus is coming to His house. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
Jesus is coming to His house.
Yes.
Well, Brother Mark, can you show me in the Word of God that says that? Yes. Go to Malachi. Chapter
3.
Chapter
3.
Verse 1.
Versículo 1.
Behold, I send my messenger, and he shall prepare the way before me. Just read that part, brother. Behold, just that first part. The Lord said He is sending a messenger to prepare the way. What did I say that the Lord sent us here to do?
Gusto
to bring a word to prepare you for the things that are coming.
Nagdala niya ang mga mensahe sa mensahero, ang nag-ingon niya ang pagpangandang tungkol kay siya ang mabot.
And the Lord whom you seek,
kaya ang Ginoo nga imong ipangita,
shall come suddenly to his temple.
Mabot kayo sa kalit nga pagabot diya sa iyang templo.
What is the temple?
Unsa man kuno ang templo?
What temple is he coming to?
Unsa man nga templo ang iyang pag-aabutan?
He is coming suddenly to his people. He is coming suddenly to his true church. Now, brethren, prophecy comes on three levels. The Word of God comes on three levels. We've been showing you the three levels all this weekend.
Ipakita dinhi ang tulo ka level sa mao nga pagpadayon. Mao kini ang tulo ka paagi.
The first is the outer court. That's the natural level. You can be a Christian in the outer court. You can be a natural man. But the natural man does not understand spiritual things. This is all the house of God. But this is the natural man out here. This is salvation. Salvation, the blood. This is baptism. By the way, if you have not been baptized, you need to be looking to an opportunity for baptism in water. If you are not baptized in the Holy Spirit, you need to be asking God to baptize you in the Holy Spirit. These are steps of preparation. But this is not the secret place of the Most High. This is not come my people and enter into this chamber. You will not be saved if you remain out here. The Bible tells us that not only will Babylon be destroyed, but the darkness of the world is also going to destroy this place here. Could I say this church here? I have nothing against that church. If you're a baby, you need to come in through this way. But I'm not going to preach to tell you you must stay here. You must keep coming in. This is the place that Jesus wanted to bring Jerusalem.
Kini mga madapit mao ang gusto sa Ginoo na yatigumon ang katawhan dalan sa gitawag og bag-ong Jerusalem.
Oh my people, if only you would hear the word that I am bringing to you, I could protect you under my wings from the thing that is coming. But you continue to stone the prophets. And you will kill the Son of Man. And you will continue with your old covenant rituals. And yes, he came suddenly to his natural temple. And what did he find in his house? He found the place was full of hirelings. He found the thieves in the place. They were stealing the place that Christ the King belonged, and they were making themselves in the same place. It wasn't just their money that was corrupt. Their heart was the heart of thieves. They had taken God out of the throne and they had put themselves in the place of God. Yes, he came naturally on that first natural level to his house. But there is a finality of his visitation that is coming in our day. What will he find when he comes suddenly to his temple again? Is he going to find a people with a pure heart? Let me go to one other place. I want to go to, just turn the page over to Matthew 24. Verse 36. I'll read it and then brother can read it. But of that day and hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. Just verse 36. 36, yeah. Yeah.
Praise the Lord. Sa Matthew 24, versículo 36, Raymond. Apang natin mo sa mga anglo o tagna, walay usapra sa iyo, bisan pa ang mga manulunda sa lagi, bisan pa ang anak gawa sa mga lamang.
A spiritual missile of destruction has been loosed from hell.
Ang usang missile, gikan sa impin ng mga eksonal, ibuhiya na para paghuba.
God would have to be the one to release it.
Gusto ang Diyos na buhiya na kini.
He's held it back. Until one day, he said, okay, let it be loose. And no man knows the time or the day or the hour. But as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be.
Mayroon kaniyato sa mga adlaw ni Noe, maumano sa unya ang pag-abot sa anak sa tao.
I want to ask you a question, brother. The word coming. Is that just the same as all the other words in your language that says the coming? It's the same. I want to tell you it's really a different word. The coming of the rain, the coming of the sunshine, the coming of the taxi, completely different word than the coming of the Son of Man. The coming of the Son of Man is a special time. When the King is coming and the whole city is prepared for the King to come. I one time saw the meaning of this word. It was 1969. And the astronauts had come back from the moon. I was in New York City. And their parade came up the Broadway. And the ticker tape was coming out of all the windows. You don't even know what ticker tape is.
Ticker tape.
And people were shouting and very happy and clapping and they were treating these men of great honor that had been on the moon. That's only a small definition of the coming of Jesus Christ. But he said his coming is going to be as in the days of Noah. He says, "For as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking and marrying and giving in marriage until the day that Noah entered into the ark and knew not until the flood came and took them all away. So shall also the coming of the Son of Man be."
Sa nagkakaso may maingon ka na ito mga dawa sa walang paglulo, sila nagpapagaon o nganakino, na nagpangasawa o nagpamana, hangtod sa adlaw sa pagsulod ni Noah sa arka.
It says that they were eating and drinking and marrying. How many of you are still eating? I am. I am still drinking. I am married. In other words, they were carrying on their everyday life activities. In Luke, it describes the same thing, and then it talks about Lot. And he says in the days of Lot,
Nagaingon dito nga sa panahon o sa mga adlaw ni Lord.
They were planting. And they were building. Construction projects were going on. They were building skyscrapers. They were planting their fields. What does that say when you are planting and building? If you knew that the day of your visitation was coming tomorrow, would you go out and plant your field? If you knew that the destruction was coming to your house in 1 month, would you build a new house? In other words, they continue to make their plans for the future. And I'm not saying that you should stop planting and stop building. I'm not. But there's something about what we're doing that we need to be aware of. Let me take you to Luke chapter 19, verse 44. Oh, here's the verse I was looking for. Let's start in verse 42. This is Jesus weeping over Jerusalem. He said, "If thou hadst known, even thou, at least in this thy day, the things which belong unto thy peace, but now they are hid from thine eyes." Verse 42. You see, because they did not believe, the truth was hidden from their eyes. If you choose to reject the new house, the truth will be hidden from your eyes, and you will believe that you are choosing the right house. For the day shall come upon thee that thine enemies shall cast a trench about thee and compass thee round and keep thee in on every side, and shall lay thee even with the ground and thy children within thee, and they shall not leave in thee one stone upon another, because thou knewest not the time of thy visitation.
Kay ikaw, pag-hiaptan ra sa mga adlaw na ang imong mga kaaway magapakuran o yuta, libot ka nimo, o ikaw pag-alikusan o pag-abihito sa tanang dapit.
In other words, Jesus is saying, the old house, you had your day of visitation and you didn't see it.
Maitabong akong hitro ka magpabilin sa daan ng mga panimalay, babot ng panahon, gangin ang mubalik, kung dili di ka makabantay, di ka makakita ngayon.
The Messiah, the Son of God, came to His house.
Ang Mesias, Moabot sa iyang panimalay.
He came to his natural house.
Sa iyang natural na panimalay.
And he came spiritually with a spiritual message to a spiritual house.
Moabot siya diya sa espirituhanong bahin, pinaagi sa iyang pulong diya sa espirituhanong panimalay.
And they rejected it. Now, he said they knew not the day of their visitation. There is one more visitation. He is going to come to his sons of God. Many people are not going to see it or know that it happened. He's going to come to a people and he's going to give authority. He's going to give a people power that has never been given to a people before. He is going to give people a power over the storms. Subdue kingdoms. Quench the violence of fire. He's going to give sons of God a place that their enemies will not be able to touch them. I'm talking about a place in the new house. You have been presented with a new covenant. Not just a covenant that says, come and be born again and never worry again about your place in God. But a covenant that can change your soul. A covenant that will give you the power to drive out the wickedness and the sin from your soul. That you can live above the wickedness of this world. And yes, the world will hate you. And yes, some of the church will hate you as well. They'll say, we piped to you and you didn't dance for us. We played funeral music and you didn't mourn and cry. Jesus said, to what shall I liken this generation? They are like children playing in the street. Children play in the street. This is the city of religion playing church. Come out of her, my people. Let me just say this yet. As in the days of Noah,
sama sa panahon ni Noah.
I wish I had another hour to tell you about the days of Noah.
But
let me take you to just one verse in Genesis, the 6th chapter.
Chapter 6.
Brother Jokes was talking about a covenant. Verse 17, "And behold, I do bring a flood of waters upon the earth to destroy all flesh, wherein is the breath of life, and under the heaven, and everything that is in the earth shall die."
Jesus, capítulo 6, versículo 17, leímos. Kung ako ay ang dalawang ako magdadalaw ng luno sa mga tubig sa ibabaw sa yuta, aron sa paglaglag sa kanyang uno, narunay din hawa sa kinabuhi ikan sa ilalim sa langit, ang kanyang kana sa yuta, mga mati.
In the days of Noah,
sa mga adlaw ni Noe,
flesh was corrupt.
Ang uno,
earth was corrupt. Flesh and blood cannot inherit eternal life. Carnal man cannot comprehend spiritual things. As in the days of Noah,
sama sa panahon ni Noah,
the coming of Christ into his temple is going to destroy all earth. Flesh will have no more place. So many church programs are flesh. The big churches have a special women's church. Man's church. Single people's church. Teenage church. All kinds of church flesh. But they're not bringing the bread of heaven. As in the days of Noah, the coming flood is going to destroy all flesh. But listen, verse 18, "But with thee will I establish my covenant, and thou shalt come into the ark, thou and thy sons, and thy wife and thy sons' wives with thee."
O magasulod ka sa arka, ikaw ang imong anak na lalaki, o ang imong asawa, o ang mga asawa sa imong mga anak, uban kanimo.
With thee will I establish my covenant.
Diha kanimo akong pagtuporon ang akong pag-isa.
As in the days of Noah,
sama sa mga adlaw ni Noe,
God will have a covenant people.
Ang Diyos adunay mga tao gihapon sa pagbisag,
and He will preserve them.
O iya silang bantayan.
And He's going to bring them into the ark.
Aron dalhon sila dinhi sa arka.
And this is where the ark of the covenant was found.
Iyan din pahimutan ang arka sa pagbisag.
A covenant to bring you in and to preserve you. Do you want to be part of that? Amen. God bless you. Amen.
Hallelujah.